Donald Rothwell, a professor of international law at Australian National University, tells VOA's Victor Beatty it appears there was confusion in the crucial early hours of the disaster ferry between the ferry crew and the South Korean rescue authorities.
A country like Korea would have fairly sophisticated search and rescue maritime capability and response, but the evidence at the moment suggests that there may well have been some failings in that system and the way in which the maritime safety authorities responded to the Mayday request from the crew of the ferry.
When that cruise liner grounded and tilted over off the Italian coast, we had spoken about that issue. Had anything been learned to have prevented this tragedy?
I think there is clear parallels at one level with the Costa Concordia event and the Sewol event. But perhaps of greater relevance is the fact that throughout East Asia and Southeast Asia, over the last decade, we've seen a number of maritime disasters involving ferries. And most importantly, in 2013, the International Maritime Organization convened a regional conference in October looking precisely at this issue and reached agreement on a set of mechanisms for countries in East and Southeast Asia to try to respond to this particular issue. And that very much focused on coordination with respect to maritime safety authorities and related maritime authorities in terms of the safety and security of domestic ferries. What I think will now come under the spotlight is how Korea sought to respond to some of those initiatives from October 2013.
Do you think these efforts, these regional efforts, will be accelerated as a result of this tragedy?
Most definitely, because we've seen a significant track record of maritime disasters involving very significant loss of life in ferries throughout East Asia and Southeast Asia. Some of these have been purely domestic events, and the Sewol ferry incident is one occurring entirely within Korean waters. Last year, we had a major ferry disaster also in Hong Kong harbour. So I expect that this will continue to show the need for reform by local maritime authorities, with a very particular focus on these ferry disasters.
Did you see shortcomings in the government's response to this tragedy, which obviously had to be rapid to try to secure as many lives as possible?
Well, I think the communications that have been revealed between the ferry and the search and rescue authorities is certainly highlighting some possible shortcomings. Having said that, Korea does have a very long coastline, and it's not possible, of course, for search and rescue authorities to have infrastructure available to respond in an instant to any particular incident such as this on any particular occasion. So there needs to be some realization that capacity needs to be activated and responded to. Having said all of that, given the amount of time that it took for this ferry to completely list on its side, it seems as if there may well have been time to appropriately respond to this incident.
Donald Rothwell, a professor of international law at Australian National University, he was speaking with VOA's Victor Beatty.